Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. The money, the rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison. The true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at He-Man Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
Hi, this is Lucinda from the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. We will be celebrating our first anniversary in June. We've had an awesome first year. We've had many wonderful guests on our show. Our first show was in June 24th, 2009. Boyd and myself opened the show, and we talked about the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, what it was about, and what some of our goals were. One of our main goals is to educate people, especially the youth, about the dangers of gang violence and drugs, and that there are many alternatives to the gangbanging, drug hustling, street living life. We've had guests from all walks of life, and the truth is that everyone has been affected by this kind of life in some way. Some of our guests include former drug kingpins, former drug dealers, former drug users, former gangbangers, murderers, hustlers, and felons. Those that have been homeless at some point, those that have been physically and sexually abused, abandoned, and used. We've had teachers, authors, music artists, a former coroner, former NFL football players, business owners, college students, comedians, movie producers, and mothers of murdered teens due to gang violence. We've had police officers and gang interventionalists, leaders, public speakers, and even an inmate on death row. Our shows are uncensored and are real stories of people's lives as they tell it, and the struggles and triumphs that they've gone through. We give special thanks to all of our guests this past year for sharing parts of your life with us and our listeners. We look forward to our second year and many more stories. We hope that through these stories and examples that we may be able to touch the lives of others and that they will have the courage to change their lives because the streets don't love you back. Please join us June 23rd for our first anniversary show, and we will have many special guests and hopefully many of our guests from the past year to join us. So it will be a fun night, and Boyd and I ask you to please join us. The Streets Don't Love You Back book is a story of strength, prayer, and perseverance by Robert D. Boyd, Jr., the autobiography of a man who grew up on the east side ghetto of Detroit, Michigan. His father was a prominent reverend and well-known author, but chose not to be a part of his life. His stepfather was a good man and treated him and his siblings as his own. Until one day, when Rob was 9 years old, he watched his grandfather stab his stepfather to death. So by age 10, Rob was involved in the gangbanging, drug hustling, street life. This manuscript is definitely a story of hope, change, healing, and forgiveness. After reading this book, you will see that crime doesn't pay and the streets don't love you back. A must-read book. Order it now at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. Thank you.
The one thing I regret the most is beating my mom up in front of my brother, because just to see the sadness in his eyes, he used to say things to me. He's like, I look up to you, and then him seeing me beat my mom up just like really hurt me, because it's like he looked up to me and look at what I did in front of him. What kind of a role model would do that in front of their brother? That's the one thing I regret the most, is beating my mom up. My name is Bernadette. I am 15 years old. It makes me feel bad because I treated my family like dirt. I didn't care about them. Nobody else mattered. And I used to get violent when I was on meth, especially when I was coming down. I would hurt my family. I'd steal from them. I'd lie to them. I think they're out to get me, or they're out to get my drugs. All that mattered was me and my drug, in any way I could get it.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hi, this is Lucinda. Please join us next week for our first anniversary show. That's June 23rd at 8:30 Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time. And we look forward to speaking with you. Have a great week.